Hey, it's Emmy Mack. While you're isolating, here's what you need to know about what's going on in the world of hard rock and heavy metal. So unfortunately, some tragic news to start off with. Falling in Reverse guitarist Derek Jones has died at the age of 35. Singer Ronnie Radke broke the news on social media, saying his heart is broken. Now, of course, Jones joined Falling in Reverse back in 2010 and has featured on all four of their albums. He was only last in Australia back in December when he played Good Things Festival with Falling in Reverse, and that was just 1 month after losing his fiancée to cancer. Now, we don't yet know how he died, but we'll bring you more news as it develops. Chris Cornell's teenage daughter has covered one of her dad's songs for a live-streamed COVID-19 fundraiser. 15-year-old Tony Cornell tackling some Temple of the Dog, playing their classic Hunger Strike. Take a listen. Wow, she definitely inherited some of her dad's talent. So we've got some bad news for any fans hoping to see Parkway Drive headline next year's all-Aussie installment of Unify Gathering. Frontman Winston McCall's confirmed to Hard and Heavy's very own Higo that the rumours of the band playing the festival are just not true.
Yeah, who leaked that one? I don't know where it came from either. It's not true. Yeah.
Wow, we can put it to bed then.
Yeah, put it to bed. Like straight up, put it to bed.
You can listen to that full interview over at triplemhardandheavy.com.au. Some big news on the streaming front. We're getting a 3-day music event dubbed Play On Fest from the peeps over at Warner. So they'll be streaming a bunch of concerts and live performances from the likes of, get this, Korn, Slipknot, Green Day, 21 Pilots, Panic at the Disco, Weezer, Royal Blood, Paramore, and loads more. It's happening over at Songkick's YouTube channel with the action kicking off around 2 a.m. this Saturday morning. That's in Australian Eastern Standard Time. And some bad news for System of a Down fans still waiting for new music to materialise. Now drummer John Dolmayan reckons he's not even sure he wants to make a new album. And he says it's very unlikely we'll see any new music from the band. Heart broken. And that's it for now. Keep up to date and get your news on demand at triplemhardandheavy.com.au.